Shai v'chayim minayim. Okay, so in other words, so you're learning it from different places. The eight, beged, or, and sock is in one. That's one pasuk. And we add that is ma'aser. V'chol ma'aser. V'chol ma'aser. It's different. Or is different. Right? The or is part of it from an animal too. Or is specified. Or is specified. But then it's whole my season. That's everything else. Right? But or is not just included in my season. That's its own category. Go ahead. I have a little bit of a different case on that, you guys. You're not Caleb, but Philo may atzmo seyem. The Klafayim, the Karnayim.
Adamon. Adamon, sure, Masi Yuzim, Lo Mashi Yaseme Aksme Hao, O Adayim, Mina Kilin, Shuli Kalu Tuma.
Only Balachayim Hamahalfin Luba. So you're saying that, please, that's the first resolution thing, you know what? The Pasuk says, Maise Yizim. Specifically in AIDS. But then it says whole mindset. Right? That means that comes to include animals. Okay, but he says, but not every animal. Just animals that are domain to easing. Right? It's like a public problem. What is the category? Domain one way. And how they walk. It comes from school to what? Fish and birds. No fish and birds. In terms of things made with their bones.
So those are not makabel tumah?
Not necessarily things made with their ore. That could be ore, could include fish, but in terms of bones and horns, right? Like they play the sperm whale. Is it sperm whale? The long horn?
The narwhal has a long
horn. The narwhal, yeah. So that would not be a carnivore. No. What do you say? That being the fish is an elk, though.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah, the answer is. I'm talking about Caleb. I'm not talking about the animal itself.
I'm talking about products there.
Okay, so please, Lufus, he says, is with Rabban. Why? Because it's similar to the Kli Cheres. Because it's also made from earth. It's also made from earth. Okay. But it's only a Kli with Rabban. It's interesting, it's not
in the. Lufus is glass?
Glass. Glass is only a Kli with Rabban. Now he says, the only thing is that even though its source of its gezeira is cheres, it doesn't become tummy like cheres. Right? Because cheres is unique. Cheres is only becoming from the inside. Cheres only becomes tummy by contact with the inside, not contact with the outside. But glass and the tummy from the outside. Go ahead. I think we'll be Gabon. Well, Kli Eitz is Lhasa. They can't get Kli Ferris when she's born. So it's interesting, even though it's like a Xavier from Kli Ferris, it doesn't have the same denim as Kli Ferris. Why? Go ahead.
Shabu Tlo Yitma El Mikhafos. was cooked each week of Sunir and Moshe, the stuff of near mushrooms, Kilu, who all ship, all
Gabo.
Some Karo Hatuma, me Shatro, me Kof Kishmuke Ha Gaso.
Okay, it might confuse me. So glass has a property that what? That you can see what's in it from outside. Okay? You can see what's in the cup from the outside. So therefore, they made the Negias, Asu Negias Hatuma, Nigado, Nibachutz. It's interesting, something to think about now. Something theoretical we were saying that what? That it clearly there is the sofa. Which is also the strange idea. We'll find a kind of a definition. Define this and make a little more sense. We have Kalem, so the thing is a Kli, right? And the Kli can be become Tommy. Has to become Tommy to count them. So, or we have the Kalem, takes everything else, becomes Tommy, if you touch it on the outside. But the Kli Teres is only becomes Tommy from the inside. You can touch the Kli, still touch the Kli. And the Kli Teres is a Xera because of Kli the Kufis is because of Kli Teres. But since you can see the inside from the outside, it's also coming from the outside. It's almost like it wears its inside outside. It has to be coming like a Kli Teres from the inside. But its inside is already apparent from the outside.
Does that mean that it only applies to the outside, or to both the inside
both,
and the outside?
Both. Anything on the outside is definitely.
So meaning that you should have learned that the same dinim from Karis? He's saying that you should have.
He's saying you did. You applied it in a somewhat of a looser way. He's saying it has a dinim of a soap, even on its outside.
Oh, okay, you have a dinim of a soap on the outside.
Right? He says, the nation here at Masha Besoho, Kiilu Al Gabo Mibachutz, the inside looks like it's on the outside. Also, Nigia Santuma, Gabo Mibachutz, can see Musa Besoho. So he says, it's like, well, how do you have your translation? This is the important part. It says, Also, Nigia Santuma, Gabo Mibachutz, to innate the touching of it on the outside. Kimitsiusa Besofa, as if it were found inside. What does that mean? What do you got there? Something close? You know where I am?
Masha Besofa, Kiyu, Bula, Shinto.
Masha Besofa, if nation near Masha Besofa, Kiyu, Agabo, go ahead. Masu Nagiya, Satuma.
Samu Karo, Tuma, Mishato.
Right. So he's saying it's like you're touching the inside. By touching the outside, it's like you're touching the inside. That's what he's saying. Right. So what's the idea? What's touching the inside and the outside?
Ferris, though, how does it become Tame inside?
That's like the pasuk. That's the pasuk in Shmi.
Like something falls into it, or
yeah, something falls into it. Exactly. That's this pasuk over here.
Touch inside.
What?
Or if you touch the inside.
Yes. Yeah, so if you touch the inside, correct.
Right.
And there is something that's also there's an additional fact, and that is you don't actually have to touch the inside, right? And that's this parasha over here. Says in Shmini, it says like this. must have mentioned this Rashi before. So the whole Kli Cheres, the Shirin Kipol Mehem, talking about the Vela, that Cheres, the whole Kli Cheres, the Shirin Kipol Mehem El Tofo, so if the Cheres falls into the Kli Cheres, Kol Asher B'Sofa Yitma, and everything inside the Kli Cheres falls on. Right, the Oso Tishrova, that one you have to break. Okay. Anyone hear this? Listen to this Rashi. Rashi like this. We call the ochel shiri ochel. Rashi is out of order. Okay. Oh, it comes back to it. Call a shiri besofo. So it goes like this. You want to take a look at this, or you can just listen. This is okay, good. So it goes like this. Kol kli cheres, right? Any kli cheres, asher yipo mehem el toto. Okay, so what's the mehem? The mehem is just the something before. Vizel lofem atomi by sheres asher yisalorets. Kol leva afra tov mehem. All of these things that are in atomi. Okay. So first it says about the shrotzim, anything that they fall on dead, yitma. So the dead sheretz fall on a kli, on something becomes something. We call kli eitz, o beged, or o som. So that was the first pasuk you heard, right? So if the dead sheretz falls on a kli eitz, beged, or o som, then it becomes tamei. Kol kli sheyi yosef malacha bohem. But my yuba b'tamei eder. So that's the Torah. So that's a regular kli. Kol asher yipo olo. It falls on it. But then he says, b'chol kli cheres asher yipo mehem el tocho. So the kli cheres that falls within it. Now listen to this. Tell me what this means. Kol asher b'sofo yitma. What does that
mean? Everything within it becomes tamei.
Meaning what?
Meaning that if once it becomes tummy, something else goes into it after it, that object becomes tummy.
Right, in other words, the contents of the plea will also become tummy. Right? The Oso Tishbodo. And the plea itself, you must break. Right? Because the last boss is why the plea hates, again, the other ones that said, Bamayi Yuva, the tummy Adar. So the other kelim, if it's eights or those other things, you can be tired in the mikvah. But the kli cheres is two things that are unique right now. One is now that it's metamei only misoto. The other is there's no tire for it. But the pasuk says that everything in it becomes tamei. So now Rashi explains like this: Mikol ha'ochel asher yochel asher yomul of mayim. Okay, so if you have food that became wet, that's what the, in order for food to become tame, it has to be wetted first. That's the machshir. Right? That's the seven waters. The five liquids that can be set. So it's Yayin, Dam,
Do, Tom.
What?
Tom.
Shin is what?
Shaman.
Fess is. Homer. And what's the Dal? Oh, Shazan is the Tal. What's the last one? Mayim, the last one.
Dvash.
And Dvash. Right. So, that's a hetcher. Yeah. What's the idea, by the way, of hetcher? What's the idea? What's the idea that it has to become wet in order to become something? It has to become wet. I don't remember whether there's a Rashi somewhere. I remember seeing it. It says that it has to do with going from being a it has to do with the becoming a product, becoming product of it has to do with the shame, hope of being something grows in the field. It's agriculture. Back to the food on the farm. There's a different category, agriculture. And then it gets harvested, and then it still requires another maisa, some sort of a hechsher, to say it's really part of the, it's fully part of Ophel. It's part of the gemira, it's part of the gemar, going from commerce to household use. You wash it off, you did something to it. So it really is a din. It's not just an extraneous din. It's part of the shame ochel. Completion of the shame ochel. We call the ochel a sheyov olam ma'ayim. So now it's like this. So now the case is like this. You have food in the klitas that is tame. So now that food will become tame. V'chein kol mashki a sheyishta v'chol kli v'usof klitas atame yitma. We learn a lot of things from this puzzle. We learn that food is not ready to become, and it's not muchshar u'mesuka. It's not prepared and fixed to be mekabel tuma until it becomes wet. Once. That's why it doesn't matter if it's dry anymore. You know, it's not like it needs liquid to transfer the tumor. Becoming wet once is the completion of its shame. Now it doesn't matter if it dries. It doesn't revert back to a more primordial state. That a vlad of tumma, right, something that became tummy from an av, is not a tummy kelim. Shekach shanino, this is what the Brisa teaches us. Yochol, you would call a kelim, mitamin, me'avir, klicheres. You might think kelim can become tamei from the avir of klicheres. Talmud lomar, kol asher b'sofo yitma. You call a ochel. Ochel u'mashke, mitamei, me'avir, klicheres. Me'ein, kol a kelim, mitamin, me'avir. Okay, so that's what they're saying. Now, if the pasuk is saying that only food within the kli teres will become tummy from the kli teres, but if you get a kli inside the kli teres, that kli would not become tummy from the kli teres. Okay, because the kli teres is a vlad. So a vlad atuma does not mitame kli, but it's only mitame. Other foods. Now listen to this. He says, okay, the sherets of the av. The kli becomes tummy from the sherets. Vlad atuma. That kli is a vlad. So now that kli can't return to give Matame other things, other kelim. Vilamadnu O learns another thing. Shehasheretz shenofal la'avir tanur vapas v'socho. So let's say a sheretz fall into the airspace. See, by kli cheretz, it always refers to the Rashi is referring to the avir of the kli teres, okay, meaning the volume of it. So he says, let's say a tanur is a kli teres. So let's say a sheretz falls into the avir of a tanur, and there's bread baking in it. V'lo noga ha-sheretz v'pasatanu v'pas, but the sheretz doesn't touch the pas. Right? Hatanor rishon, so the tanu will be a rishon, because it's the first tumah from the sheretz. V'pas shnia, and the pas is a shnia. What's the other possibility? V'lo noma, we don't say rowin es hatanor ki ibu mole tumah. In other words, when you don't say that when the sheretz falls to the avir of the tanur, it's like the avir is filled with the sheretz. Okay. She'im ata omer kain lo nismatu kol hakelim milihitamei mi'avir tisheretz. Because then, if that were the case, if the din of the avir, and he was trying to figure out how does the kli become tamei from contact with the avir. Let me say this: if I have a kli cheres and a dead spider is dangling in the avir of the kli cheres, right? The kli becomes tamei, even if the spider doesn't touch the walls of the kli, just from coming in contact with the avir. Okay. So he's saying, how does that work? So he's saying, we see from this pasuk that we don't say Rowin es hatanor ki mole tumah. We don't say it's as if the spider is reaching walls. Right? We don't say it's as if the spider expands halachically. We don't view it like the whole avir is mole. Why? Because if that were the case, then the kelim should be tamei. Why? Because the kelim are within that space. And if you can say the sheretz is now mole, these are the avir is mole tuma, so the kelim are coming in direct contact with an avir tuma. Right? We need the board again. Shimata over Kane, lo nismatu kol hakelim milutamei mi'avir klicheres sherei tuma atzma noga ben migavon. So then it would be the day that they're touching it. They're touching it. So how does it work? In other words, we have to understand how does it work. We have a flea. The sheretz is just hanging in the avir, and the flea becomes common. We're saying there are two possibilities. He wants to exclude one. So you can exclude one possibility. You can exclude the possibility that it's like the sheretz fills up the... It's like the tumah fills up the avir. Because if the tumah filled up the avir, then kelim will be tamei too. In other words, if the avir of the kli cheres is like a tumah enlarger, a tumah expander, then you would be able to exclude the kelim from becoming tamei. Then anything within there would be contacted by tumah. So we don't say that. You say that if there's kelim inside the avir and the sheretz goes in the avir, the kli cheres is tamei and the kelim inside are tar. And by the same logic, if there's food inside, you'd say the kli is a rishon, the food is a shem.
Food rishon.
Meaning there are different levels of logic. Once you get past then there's different levels of the Av makes a Rishon, the Rishon makes a Shein. Means to say it's Tamei through the Kli as opposed to being Tamei through the Sheretz. If the food is Tamei through the Kli, it's one level lower. Now Shein. If the food was Tamei through the Sheretz, it would be a Rishon just like the Kli. But if it were a Rishon just like the Kli, then the Kli would become Tamei. You see, that can't be the case. So then how does it work? Whatever is in its way should become, in other words, the avir is what allows the sheretz to be considered touching the kli. The avir is like an extension of the sheretz itself. And now, how is the sheretz touching the kli? Because the avir is considered to be an extension of the sheretz.
what he's saying you can't say.
That's what you're saying you can't say. So then what do you say?
The Avir is like the Kli.
The Avir is the Kli. Right? That over here, by Kli Cheres, the Avir is a part of the Kli. The Avir is one of the components of the Kli itself. So then I touch the Kli directly. Did I touch the Kli directly? Yes. Now, because the Avir is part of the Kli.
Why won't Caleb still be
Because they're only becoming Tame via the Kli. Right?
Oh, Caleb can't be.
Oh, and that's what you learned from this, that Caleb can't be Tame through the Kli. Caleb can only be Tame through an So that's the strange, strangeness of the Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres is almost viewed, practically speaking, is viewed entirely in terms of its function. I mean, because the Avir is really the functional. I thought this is where we're getting to use these terms, you know. That was there's the substance of the Kli, right? There's the substance of the Kli. Metal, wood, bone, whatever you want. There's the substance of the Kli. And then what? And then there's the inside of the Kli. What do you call the inside of the Kli?
It's also substance.
It's what? It's the usable space. It's the inner lunch or something. Wait, what's that? I can't remember something. It's like a funny thing, right? What would you say is the value of the Kli? You pour something into the Kli, right? So the substance is what's holding it up, if being honest, right? The substance is what's holding it up. But the value is that you have space. Right? So it creates the substance creates a functional space. It creates a space that you can utilize. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be having use of it. Right? And if just space was floating around, it wouldn't help. Right? So the Kli, the substance of a Kli, creates a space that I can utilize. Right? So by the other Kalim, by all the other Kalim, it's only by the Sprite that it becomes something from the substance. But the Kli Cheres only comes Tame through its space. It's an interesting thing. I have to remember, there's something that I'm trying to remember. I can't get it back. Question about if there's such a thing as empty space.
Like an absolute vacuum?
No, I can't remember. It was Kant. Kant was saying that that space is an a priori idea.
A priori, posterior.
Time and space are a priori concepts. Right? You can't imagine it.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think I said those things, like, let's say you have an empty box. Right? So is there space in the box? So now just take the walls away.
So it just came up with a medium lesser.
Yeah. This is funny argument. Can you just imagine empty space? Or I think that was Kant's thing. Kant's thing is empty space. Space is just in your mind. like a place for something. Right? But there's no concept of just space. Space is only like, you have to have some, you have to have the idea of space, but if I didn't have the idea of space, where would I be? In my mind, where would I be?
That mean?
So we go and say, didn't like kind of. He's saying, no, of course you can. Just imagine a box, take out all the contents, and take the walls away. What are you left with imagining? You're imagining empty space. Whatever.
I can't say that.
But then you take, but then you take away the boundaries of the larger swim and the larger than the world.
Right. I don't know, it was some funny vlog or something. But let's go back to now the terrace and the glass. So it's hard to get those things in. I was saying that what? That by clean terrace, you have to touch the... You have to engage the hematomian through its functional area, not through its substance. Functional area it creates. And the glass is coming as a layer of zera plus of Paris. But glass is coming from the outside. Why? Because what you touch in the outside is like being within.
You can see it.
Yeah, just because you can see whatever's inside, you can see on the outside. This has to do with how they made the zero. Schools of mission near a mashav sofa gilva galo giba foot. If you see what's in it, like it's outside, right? Also, the gias hatuma migato giba foot. You can see the so. In terms of making it zero, how they made it zero, is a good question. I'm not saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be in line perfectly with it. It doesn't have to be that you actually are doing the same exact thing as touching your toe. Just they didn't want to make it, there's some similarity. There's a similarity. One second, let me see. I mean, I would say like this. We're getting too appreciative here. In other words, normally in a regular kli, is why do you put something into a kli? Why do we put something into a kli? Ultimately, why do we put something into a kli? To retrieve it eventually.
Is that a reason why we don't do it?
That's the function. It's not to throw it away, right? It's to keep it. I mean, that's what a kli is. It's certainly a kli with the holder. To keep it for to use it. It's to use the thing. Put it that way. It's to use the thing. Put it into the kli to use the object. I think we can safely say that.
You're not going to, when I have my water in my cup, I'm going to use it.
I know, it's because you want to use it at some point. You don't want it to be gone. The next time you want to use it.
It's a temporary allocation.
Yeah.
Oh, were you speaking finance terms then? Or the right side or the left side of the ledger? Okay. Now, here's my jump. Here's the jump. Ready? So the inside is the functional part. Yeah. And it's for future use. So there's a certain element, the substance. Now part of the use is... Alright, I'm not going to go. You guys getting too extended. I'll just tell you about the thing anyway, but think about this. There's a certain amount that the substance impedes your ability to access the object. There's a certain amount. The substance of the cleat holds the object, but at the same time, it's removing it from you in a certain sense. Okay? It has to be. Now, it's like I always tell my family, the important thing about to put things away is not enough. You have to have access to them after you put them away. If you put things away with no access, it's useless. Okay? So what do people do? They label boxes. Because it's a known fact that the kli, although it holds the object and retains it for you, it does impede access. So there's a certain amount of working against, that the substance works against the function of the kli. But glass is different. In a certain way, the substance works together with the function. By glass, the substance works for the function in a unique way. As you can see, you have access immediately, a certain amount of access immediately to the token. So in a certain way, the substance is not contrary to the function, like it is without the substance. So it has a certain element of the function of the token. It's in the substance itself. So they gave it substance.
It's a primary way that the substance works against the thing, the fact that you can't see it.
Well, at least that's the way that glass is different from
that's
not the primary way, but I'm saying glass has an element of function above everything else. It contains, but allows you immediately visual access. Okay, to take it or leave it, sorry.
Wait, what is
that? That definitely is what's great about glass. We just saw somewhere they're developing stronger and stronger glass. Right? See this in Chicago? They have I don't know, what's the big building in Chicago?
It's called the Willis Tower.
So they have now, like, on the 110th floor, they built a ledge in a room made entirely out of glass. And you can step over and you feel like you're...
I think they did a similar thing over the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah?
They made this little rim. You go out on this walkway, it's just made of, like, just glass.
So on a certain level, you want to be contained from the from what's below you?
Certainly.
You got it? You were there? Or this is just... You were there? Wow, that's cool.
That's the Grand Canyon?
What?
That's the Grand
Canyon.
No, Willis Tower.
Well, what are those shoes, Johnny? Come on. Flip-flops. That's cool. Is it really clear? I mean, is it like... But is it really glass, or it's like a...
I don't know.
And then now trying to work out with getting rid of the seams. That's the next. But anyhow, so that's the that's my possibility for you.
Does that say anything about the nature of why Kli Cheres can only be Metame Misofo?
It's saying that Kli Cheres is Metame through the functional elements, so normally substance...
Right.
Normally the substance of Kli Cheres is not part of that function.
Uh-huh. Right.
Of the Tov, not part of the function of the Tov. That's where you might go. Okay. Access to the door. Go ahead, let's go over. The Vida. You have to Vida? Where are we? So Pshutan is the flat. Hashutuchin then. What word you
have? Hashutin.
Okay, good.
Hashayim lo kipipos lo karoros.
Amin lo ham sofo below shoka. Has no lip and has no indentation.
Kablehem. Ma hashayim lo kipipos lo karoros.
Right, it has them. You just define the terms.
Ki kasher utsam bo davar hadavar nigar yikablu velo yis pashet.
It'll hold something. You put something in there, it'll stay. It won't trip out. Okay. So which ones are pshutayim tarim? All of these. That pshutayim tarim is what? Is eight or etzem? What about the Ferris?
Go ahead.
Right, base kibul. That's the normal term, base kibul. So that's what the darshan from this part is. And they make a hekesh. V'chol kli kibul. V'chol kli eitz o'beged o'or o'sak. So what is a sock? A sock is a bed. So just like a bag has a base kibul. That's a base kibul. So too, all of these have to have a base kibul. Eight, beged, or also. And what's the definition? He defines it like this. She'im nosan bo dovar nozel, if you put something drippy in it, mekablo v'enu mespashet al kulo. It holds it, it's mekablo it, and it doesn't simply spread all over. Yeah. So that's what we would call in English a receptacle. Right? There's a surface. A table is just a surface, a usable surface. But a bag is a receptacle. Right?
So what about it's talking about a plate also, even though
it has a lid, a bowl. You have to have some sort of a boundary that's raised.
So as long as there's a boundary, then it doesn't matter. Even if it does spray out when you put the things in that
bag. It's not going to be out cool, though, because the lip will only be hard.
Okay.
It's out cool, then it's going to go out. And it's actually just going to rip off. Okay,
Shasak could not say me hash. Say on, yeah. The new copy of Yasu Mimenu Kirin, Los Angeles or something.
Okay. The Isaku Horik shall say on. Osun Mimenu Kirin, Lavoras, and Hotan. So it's woven out of air. I guess he means like animal. I don't know why. What about? Like a wool. To carry things. Good.
Ulam cleaves a cookie skinning Hainan Domin Lakli Harris, back in Moshe Amari. Lakli Harris, Dom Hainan Lo Yitma Achi, Bo Basti. The Kli of Kokli Harris, Asher, equal Mehem El Toko, Achi, Yelo.
Right, so Kli Harris has to have a base people, because that's the whole way it becomes coming. It becomes coming through the functional space that it contains. That's the question. But the other ones, you know, they have to have a base people from the package. Okay? And glass is borrowed from Harris. Right.
Veda, Shepshute Eru, Kaling Kumo Hakise, Velua. Or
there's another. Let's say you had a flat. Let's say you did have a flat piece of leather, right, or a flat board. So it will become tome from Mishkav Moshe. What's Mishkav? Let me say that if a Zav sits on something, that thing that he sits on becomes tome. So it's not 100%. You can't just say it's a nothing. You can't just say Shute Kliyeis is nothing. It's not going to become tome from a Sheretz. But if a Zav or a Zava sit on it, it could become tome. Why? Go ahead. The fee.
She will rather than Mishkav Moshe. Come on, she is why it was also in the second one.
Because that's what it's used for. That's what it's usable for. It's interesting. What's the problem about that?
The sherets? Yes, you can't put sherets on the flat board.
Oh, the sherets? Go
ahead. Is Mishkav Moshe, are those two separate categories, or is it just both being the same?
Mishkav and Moshe. Is there a difference between Mishkav and
sitting.
Moshe? Lying and sitting. Not sure. Mishkav Azov and Moshe. I think it's either one. Either different. I'm not sure.
Ulam Besheretz, Umeis, Vizurasa, Me'avo, Satimos, Tumah. Hine Lo Yitmu Elav Kablehim.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's where it starts getting messy. The Rabbanim start getting messy. How's it work out now? Just actually. Saying the Raisa, the Pshutik, the Eitz, and Deged, and Or, and Seyar, all of those things, the Raisa, on half a cup of Tumba as a Kli. Half a cup of Tumba as a Kli. But they can't be the Kabbal Tumos, Mishkav Moshe. But they don't qualify as Kalim. But they can qualify as seats. But if there is Kalim, no, there's Kalim. Kalim really has to do with, Kalim really is what a person uses, for other objects. The Mishkav and Moshe is for the personal use. That's the him. Him as the object. He's the object of the Mishkav and Moshe. But a base kibbol, a bag or a cup, it's for other objects. It's for him to manipulate other objects. And that's in that category of kelim. To be in that category of kelim. So those entities have to have a din of, have to have a base kibbol to be kalim like that. But there's another type of a kli. that's your personal mishka emotion. That's a different category. That's it. It's not a contradiction, it's two totally different categories. Okay. Right? Comes up later. There are things that you mishamish with an adam, and things that are mishamish with other things. Like in Sukkah, you had the case, question, you use a ladder as schach. It's a ladder as schach. Won't be a problem. Won't be questioned, but what's the problem with the ladder? Won't be thing. What's wrong with the ladder? Why can't you use a ladder as schach? But if you go through the Yisuyu, there's more of a trouble. How is a ladder with Kabbal Tuma? It doesn't have a base keyboard. Right? It's wood. And it doesn't have a base keyboard. and it's only used for Adam. You don't sit on it. So they try to work it out, but either you're talking about a ladder that has some metal in it, or they want to say that the way the dowel goes in is a base keyboard. But metal doesn't have to have a base keyboard. Only these things have to have a base keyboard.
What about a mace?
No, I'm talking about Caleb, yeah.
No. It's when he groups the Ulam Bashar to the mace, that only they can be with things with the base cable. Well, so wouldn't that be the the mace is talking about a human body, no? Right, so that's so it'll be the same thing for Mishkov Umoshov, no, that's the Shemush of the of the person, of the Adam.
What's the Shemush of the Adam? Put a dead person on the
lap? No, I'm saying if you have a flat board, then those things can only so those things are only wrong from
Mishkov. Like a tabletop.
Right.
Well, not like a tabletop. Right,
like a tabletop.
No, but the tabletop doesn't qualify as
Mishkov Pasha.
This is not made for that. It has to be made for Mishkov. It has to be made for
designated function.
Yeah, it has to be a designated function. Okay. All right, let's go on. Go ahead. Oh, pH or that's a gam shutain comes to him. That's only the drum. Mar basra amu pshute pH drum. Okay. So that's only the drum. That itself is a big question. Are all pshute pH comes in the drum? They want to say that that it's only pshute pliates that you use for the kalim, the tabletop, the kalim. But it's just pshute pliates that a person uses for their own body, like a ladder. That's not even part of the run. Go ahead. The nimtza amrukan, the pliates, pshute and tahorin. But it's lower than the Torah. Right? That means only the Torah. You know what I'm saying? The Mishnah is talking with the Raisa. But Midrabanam, Shute Kliates are Tome.
Right, Oud?
Yeah.
Oud Amru, Oud Afrishru Tari. Inyam Ze Ki Kasher Nitma Kli Ma'al.
Now, one second, let's skip one part. The Ain Chilik Me Kliates, O Kli Etem, the Or. There's no difference between wood, bones and leather. The zechor klaus that tummy. Shouldn't get that one. Good. The achakach omru. So that's what the Rosh Mishnah was mishnei. Yishuli eliyot kliyot kliyatim v'tzvus pshutim tov kavlei and tameim. Good.
Yishru taro.
So they break the tar.
Chazar v'asa v'hem gilim v'kalim tameim.
Right, so they're only, so these things are only tame as kalim when they have the function of being a receptacle. Okay, that's the kavleya. And even if they're tame, the tumah apparently is only exists with the shein kli. Right, the tumah is not on the substance of the kli. Tumah is on the whole tzura of kli, that whole product You have the substance whether it breaks or not. Right? But you don't have a kli anymore. You have pieces. So
that's
there's only too much kli. So if the kli is no longer shame kli, there's no more tumah. Right? But if you fix it,
then there
becomes also kli, mikabel tumah, mikabel habo. Going forward. They have a kabel tumah, mikabel habo. Let's go back to that one now.
Nishru Odam or Nishru Taru. Minyam ze ki kasher nitma kli me'ilu haminam ha'arva ve'achar tumaso nishvar nitar ve'tihye ha'chaticha tohora.
So the piece of the Torah.
Ve'tikach zos ha'chaticha ve'ta
the Tazer Menu, Kli Ephod. He is a Kli Tower. Kli Akers. So, that Kli is also Torah. Right? Because why? That Kli is also Torah. Because where's the Tumi going to come from? Come over here. Don't mock it over here. Good. Stam a little bit.
Titma be'asi.
Right.
Kasher yigabo echad avos atuma lefi mashe kidim be'oro v'ze inyan omram mekabin tuma mikano alaba.
Right, I'm not sure what kind of a finish it is. Why don't you think it's just going to be broken and fix it without becoming tumzare? Right. Wait, so that's what it means. I think it's because it's to say mikano alaba. Some case, there are certain cases where they say even once you fix it, the old tumor returns. But over here he's saying it's in these cases, it's the only tumor returns. Only tumor.
It's like a new product.
Huh?
It's like a new product.
Right.
Yeah. So the tumor is attached to the same plate. Is that
right? Right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's stop here.
But why in the other situation would tumor come back?
I think it's on your grip on.
Okay.
That was a case in the Mar like that, but here there was some Melech, I think, or Malka, supposed to make a big party. And I guess at the time of the second impression. And all the Kalim became Tamei. Something happened, everything became Tamei. So they wanted to just drill holes in them and then patch them up. It would have been quicker than taking them. I think they needed couldn't take them all to the mikvah, so they wanted to do it. Just punch a hole and then patch them up.
It's a good solution.
See, this is also, just to give you another example of the practicality of this, because sometimes people want to have a heter. You ever hear this heter? You have a, people are very reluctant to tovel electrical appliances. Good reason. So you have like an urn. People don't want to tovel it. So I've heard this eitza. People say, take out the bottom, or like disassemble it somewhat, so then it loses its shape kli, and then put it back together, and now it's like a new kli that's nasas created by Israel. So that's a push. I know a little bit that came up. Gotta have broken the broken. Okay, it's good. I think it's.
It seems like they would have to like drill holes like on the bottom or something.
The whole thing, the shear, I think, has to be able to be hold a remote or something. Like that. Hold a remote, and I think that's.